At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Looking to hire? Indeed will help you speed up the process. They have 135 skills tests to help you find the right candidates faster. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Welcome back to the program. It's Betting Across America, and we are presented by BetMGM. I'm Mike Pritchard, your host out here in Las Vegas. Your other host out in Denver, Colorado, James Salinas. James updating the leaderboard from the U.S. Open, one of my favorite tournaments when it comes to golf, all these majors too. Rogers is minus three. Patrick Rogers, he is through 14. Brooks Koepka, minus three as well. He's through 13 holes. Russell Henley, minus two. I'm looking for other names. Xander Shifley, he is minus two through 12. Shifley there. Xander Shifley, he's minus three now as they change the leaderboard here through 11.
Yeah, early, obviously, a lot of folks still need to tee off. So because it's out in the Torrey Pines, it's out in California on the West Coast. So I think that's so many of these tournaments typically are on the East Coast or in the eastern part of the country here, that we're deeper into the tournament as the day when we get to these times of day. So I think, you know, from a lot of talk about how are the greens going to play, would they get faster, how would it play throughout the tournament? So I think that's the thing to watch is, from where it started to how it plays out throughout the rest of the day with other folks that are going to tee off much later, was there a change in greens? And I think those are the kind of things that to look at, because it's not just getting in front of, you know, you always get better prices a lot of times on some of these guys that are favored to win, even though they're all plus money. But thinking about being able to get in there in game and or get alternate prices as the day continues and as the rounds continue, I think that's something to watch here, is how these greens play out throughout the day.
Yeah. You know, afternoon golf on the West Coast is interesting for sure. Phil Mickelson, by the way, plus two through 12. A lot has been made about Phil. You know, this is supposed to be his backyard, Torrey Pines, right outside of San Diego, that kind of thing. I saw him earlier struggling with the rough. I mean, that stuff is tough out there, especially at U.S. Open, James.
And now he's brought a lot of attention back to himself, winning the way, you know, taking down. He was a huge dog, right, a couple weeks back. Plus, some folks had a plus 200 mm-hmm. to win. And so for him to be able to ride himself out there, and, you know, he's part of the 50 club. And so for those of us that are in the 50 club, Pritch, got to root for guys like that. But to be able to put that same performance out there, I think the one thing that we saw a few weeks back when he did win was the fact that he had talked about his state of mind and being able to stay focused and composed for four rounds of golf. I think that's where over the last handful of years that, and he admitted it, and good for him. Sometimes you learn through, you can hold yourself accountable. You learn through your mistakes. And when you can admit that, yeah, I've had struggles to be able to concentrate and having lapses with focus. You can do things to rectify that and get himself in a better place mentally. And how does that play out in this tournament? Yeah, that's a different story. But great story for where Phil Mickelson was just a handful of years ago to where he is leading up now into this U.S. Open.
Yeah, other notable names, Justin Thomas, plus one through 13. Colin Morikawa, plus one through 13 as well. Just looking for some other names. This U.S. Open, James, sometimes day one, you know, filling out the course, but Brooks Koepka up there. This guy has been making headlines for other reasons, obviously, but his golf, as his health is improving, his golf is improving as well.
The biggest thing is, yeah, to stay focused. We just talked about Phil Mickelson and mm-hmm. his concentration level. To stay focused, forget all that other nonsense that's going on. Who are you going to be paired with? And all this stuff that really doesn't have anything to do with the game once they get out there on the course. And to keep that mental focus here, and somebody like Koepka, yeah, you talked about the physical nature of it. Anytime you're banged up, it's going to be a distraction for you, and it's going to impact you not only physically, but it's going to impact you psychologically. So being the healthier you can get, the less of a distraction that is. And for somebody like Koepka, you start to get healthy and you get that dialed in with where his concentration level needs to be able to win a major mm-hmm. like the U.S. Open. Look out.
Yeah, definitely look out. I mean, we know golf, that this game, U.S. Open between the ears is a big part of it. And the fact that he has so much mental toughness, I mean, all the attention that he's drawn to himself anyway, but then also responding this way, opening round U.S. Open, that's the guy, certainly, if you want to bet on U.S. Open, keep an eye on Brooks Koepka. It's Betting Across America, and we are presented by BetMGM. I'm Mike Pritchard, your host, live from Las Vegas. Your other host, James Salinas, out in Denver, Colorado. And happy to bring on to the program. Can't wait for this next guest here, Scott Hastings, former NBA player, host and NBA analyst for Altitude Sports as well. Member of the famed Bad Boys out there, won a championship in 89. Scott, how are you today?
Fellas, doing all good. How about yourselves?
Doing great. So much to unpack with you today when it comes to NBA playoffs. Let's start with the game tonight, though, because we have a Game 6 situation. Bucks and the Nets. KD off an incredible performance. One for the ages as well. James and I were talking about this earlier in terms of, okay, what to expect from KD, maybe James Harden. But on the other side, the Bucks win or go home. Talk about the mindset that they're going to be in, and certainly who can step up for their team tonight.
Well, listen, I think you've got to get more and more people the deeper and deeper you go. We always focus on the KDs, the Antetokounmpos, the Nikola Jokic's, the Chris Paul's, the big names. But when you find out more times than not, those guys kind of help nullify each other. And then it's those others, that second and third level guys that play well, that can make a difference. I think this series has been closer. And if not for, you know, KD just going nuclear, which, listen, this guy is one of the best players in the world, if not the, as far as being able to do what he can do. He handles the ball and shoots the ball like a small forward, but he's still 7 foot. He can take it to the rim. He can do stuff. And when he puts his mind to it, you know, the 50 points, I once called a game in Oklahoma City when Durant and Westbrook went for 92 of the team's 115 points. So big points have always been in Kevin's bag. You know, but now all of a sudden he's starting to throw out, you know, 17 rebounds and getting other people involved with the 10 assists and so on, makes it even tougher. And, you know, Brooklyn, you know, both these teams have got guys that could be there. I think it's an uphill battle for Milwaukee because they'll have to win two, including one in Brooklyn. And you know, even like we saw last night, you know, I think Philadelphia is better than Atlanta, but they got a big anchor now around their neck for giving up leads. And, you know, I think still a big anchor around Milwaukee's franchise being the best regular season team the previous 2 years and then failing in the playoffs. That wears on a franchise a little bit. But to me, if Milwaukee can win, Tecumbo will be on to Tecumbo. He has to play defensively on Durant more. They can't put guards on Durant. He's 7 foot. You got to put another guy that's athletic and, let's be honest, going to get the benefit of the doubt of some calls also. But you got to have him on here defensively, and then we'll see if the quote-unquote others, how they play.
Well, Scott, and you're mentioning the others out there for both sides, right? And I think we see, especially when you're going on the road, in this case for the Nets, going out on the road, you want to have some of the veteran leaders on your team have to step up. We saw that for the Hawks with some of the veterans, with Gallo stepping up last night, as well as Lou Williams, to be able to fill the scoring role. What do you see from the Nets side? Because we're not going to see the same game out of Durant. We know it's a spectacular game in Game 5 out of KD. But other guys are going to have to step up, in particular – I'm not sure what Harden's health status is going to be, but somebody like Blake Griffin had a big game in that Game 5 matchup, now having to go on the road and have to still help KD with the scoring load. What do you expect out of some of the other players, in particular like Blake Griffin and or Jeff Green, making an impact in this Game 6?
Well, Jeff Green has 3 NBA championships, right? So he has played in and had success in big games. I think he won 2 in San Antonio, and he was on that Toronto roster. So he's Mr. Steady at this time in his career. Blake Griffin, I got to believe, on Brooklyn team, there can't be any player more hungry than him, you know, with Lob City kind of, you know, becoming Flop City after a while, and everybody getting shipped out and moved around. This is almost a redemption time for him to be playing this deep and a chance to go to the Eastern Conference Finals and who knows the NBA Finals. I think, if we're being honest, you guys know more about this than I. I got to believe they're the odds-on favorite to win the whole thing right now. You've got to have guys like that step up. I think they got a hell of a weapon in Harris too. I mean, he's one of the best 3-point shooters in the league. So now, if you're Milwaukee, what do? You concentrate on you know, Durant, no, watch out for Harden. Okay, so now we can kind of control both of those. And then all of a sudden you got a Blake Griffin who could still be a beast around the rim. He's, you know, he's added that little, you know, standstill, set shot, 3-pointer. And then, you know, Harris, you let Harris go around, and all of a sudden, you know, he's one of those guys I wish Denver could have gotten last year. That's how much I'm like Joe Harris. But, that's going to be interesting. The Milwaukee's got to have guys, you know. They had some success 2 games ago with Tucker playing a little bit with Durant. I think you still see, you know, the true, you know, who's really the great player. But Tucker's got to have a big game. Drew Holiday's got to have a big game. Chris Middleton's got to be absolutely solid and do the things he can. And I because Brooklyn's undersized, you almost like to think, is there an opportunity for a Brook Lopez to kind of go off and use that size inside, which, you know, unless they play DeAndre Jordan, you know, they really don't have any size to match Brooks.
We're speaking with Scott Hastings, former NBA player, current host and an NBA analyst, Altitude Sports out there in Denver, Colorado. Scott, on that note, Lopez, he's got a player prop 13.5 points. Also, from a betting perspective, we've seen this line go in a favor of Milwaukee. It opened up -3.5, is now up to -5.5. So bettors are believing and wanting to back Milwaukee here. So I guess my question to you, if I'm looking to bet this game before tip-off or even in-game, Milwaukee, can they avoid being stagnant? I mean, or is that just a habit that they can't break at this point?
Well, they were one of the best offensive teams over the previous couple of years, and you may have to do that. You know, they're playing at home, and, you know, when you play in the playoffs, the mindset of a veteran team, okay, and say you don't have the home court advantage, Your mindset is you handle your business at home, and all we have to do is win one game on the road, and we can win this thing. So Milwaukee's in that situation right now. All they got to do is win at home. I say all they got to do. They got to beat Kevin Durant and James Harden. that's all they got to do, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's it.
Yeah, that's all they got to do. But you got to hold your home. And then, you know, listen, I always felt a game seven, the pressure usually is on the home team. And the more that a road team, and maybe even for Milwaukee tonight, you know, being at home and they can't lose, you want to play, you want to be in the game in the fourth quarter. And then all of a sudden you see where the pressure sits, right? And all of a sudden, I mean, look at what Philadelphia, that fourth quarter, all of a sudden it got tight. I mean, you saw those guys. I mean, they couldn't do anything. So that, you know, for Brooklyn tonight, and if Milwaukee wins this game, for Milwaukee when they play game seven, you want to make it a fourth quarter game. And to me, all the pressure goes on the home team. And that's where you have LeBron James and Kyrie Irving going crazy and upsetting the 73 win Golden State team in a game seven. Those things happen.
Scott, you mentioned Philadelphia last night, and what a complete abomination when it comes to collapsing in that fourth quarter and that second half, the lead that they had and how stagnant they got on offense in that game five loss to Atlanta, and couldn't close out game four when they had a lead at halftime, couldn't finish the game, ultimately lost that game to Atlanta as well. Now moving back to game six, Atlanta, nothing to lose, young team, feeling full confident. We've seen what a spectacular series and playoff from Trae Young. Talk about the Sixers' mindset now, blowing the way that the lead that they did in game five, and now backs against the wall, I guess, for the season, now having to go win game six in Atlanta tomorrow.
Well, you may watch about 1 minute of that fourth quarter just as, you know, to start the example and to get everybody's attention, and then you flip it off and say, enough's enough. We're a better team. We're the better team. We know that. And we gave them that game. And you go in and play matter-of-factly. You play like you're the Philadelphia 76ers, who is supposed to be in the Eastern Conference Finals this year. And you just take command of that game and don't give it back. Last night's game, and what you got to be leery of, and it's the young player star mentality, you kind of get one of two things can happen. One, it can be, you know, as you just mentioned, not a free-for-all, but carefree kind of attitude that, you know, what pressure? I mean, we're playing with house money today. This ain't, I mean, for Atlanta, how's this house money right now? We're supposed to be out of this thing already. And you play carefree, and if you're on playing that way, tough team to beat. For Philly, they look like a team that had no veteran leadership. Because, I'll give you an example of that just with the Nuggets getting swept out by Phoenix. When Phoenix got up 3-0 and you got one of what I think one of the best leaders in basketball, and he's been this way for about 10 years, but Chris Paul, well, no way Chris Paul was going to lose game four and not take advantage of a handful of days off and get some rest. And he played like it. I think he had 37 in that game four. Philadelphia doesn't have that veteran leader. Philadelphia didn't have that guy. So, boys, hey, we're in this thing tonight, and let's hope that Brooklyn and Milwaukee go to game seven, and especially where the injuries have been popping up. It says Harden doesn't, you know, win game seven and pull that hamstring again, and all of a sudden now he's missing the first three games of the next series. So if they had a veteran leader on that team, and everybody said, well, that's Doc, and I get you, and the coach can do so much. But I'm telling you, you need a guy, you need a floor general on the floor that says, nah, stop, done, let's go, let's end this thing. And I don't think you would have seen the debacle you saw last night. Instead, you know, you're really counting on a whole lot of young guys, you know, and listen, Ben Simmons is a hell of a talent, but, man, I don't think he's a leader. At least he hasn't shown any signs. Joel Embiid, I think, is one of the greatest players in the league. You know, but I don't know if he's the leader. Fun guy to be around. Looks like a fun teammate. But they got to say, stop, done, no. And they didn't have anybody to do that. So that's what you look forward to with Philly. can somebody step up and take that leadership void, you know, like a Chris Paul did against Denver, said, nah, hey, we ain't playing a game five. We're done. We're resting.
Scott, on that leadership note, we saw the Clippers take command of the series on the road against Utah. I don't know what's going on with Utah other than the fact that, okay, Mitchell's banged up. Connelly certainly is a factor. Maybe we'll see him in this next game. But your thoughts on what you saw with the Clippers, enough leadership, enough moxie to carry them through the finish line and get to the Western Conference Finals?
And there was a guy that limped off the floor that had a big part of doing that, right? Which may have saved this series for Utah. But it's a little bit, to me, Mike, going exactly what we just talked about. You know, there's this unbelievable veteran leader who's got multiple NBA championships and finals MVP. He may not have a league MVP, but you know, if you're a player, do you want to be the MVP of the league or the MVP of the Super Bowl, right? I mean, because if you're the MVP of the Super Bowl, you got yourself a ring. And Kawhi's got two of those. So that's going to be interesting. I think Mike Connolly, they got him in late last year. He was hurt a lot, and you never really saw, you know, him kind of take control. But then you saw him this year pretty much mostly healthy. And you saw where they went a little bit like what Chris Paul did with Phoenix this year. I thought Connelly was doing in a different way with Utah. And I think that hurts because Now you think about it, even though you got Joe Ingles and a lot of other guys, Bogdanovich, who really hasn't been in this kind of pressure thing in his career, right? A chance to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. You know, he's been a great player, but he hadn't really played in this type of environment. You lose Mike Conley. And, you know, Mike Conley's gone through the battles with the Grindhouse and all those tough series with the Clippers before and all that different stuff. I think that is what's hurt Utah the most. And with him gone, think about this, guys. They're the team that lost up 3-1 last year in the playoffs, right? They're still that team in the first round that had a 3-1 lead, and although it was in the bubble, with a 3-1 lead, couldn't close out. So that's without Mike Conley, that's kind of who you have left trying to get this thing going. So it all comes to veterans and leadership, or it comes to leadership, and doesn't mean a young guy, because I think Trae Young is probably that leader in Atlanta. But I tell you what, it doesn't hurt to have Nate McMillan there, to be honest with you. But I think I'll be shocked if the Clippers can hold on, only because of the injury to Kawhi.
It's Scott Hastings.
I think if Kawhi plays, I think they would have won. I think if Kawhi plays, they would have ended Utah's season.
Okay.
I don't think that's going to happen now.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to the next round for sure. I mean, the NBA playoffs have been spectacular. Scott Hastings, former NBA player, won a championship with the Bad Boys out there in Detroit, current NBA analyst for Altitude Sports. Cannot thank you enough for your time, Scott. That was awesome.
Guys, anytime, just give me a holler.
Sounds good. Absolutely. We'll definitely do that. Great to have an NBA player's perspective, certainly a champion NBA player's perspective. Had so much more to ask him, James. Maybe we can get to it if Embiid moves on. We'll see what happens with that series moving forward, though, in the NBA playoffs. Coming up next, though, overreaction to mandatory minicamps. Get James Salinas' thoughts on these overreactions that's out there right now. That's coming up next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
COVID forced Canadian racing into a long delay, but they are competing again at Woodbine. Champion jockey Rafael Hernandez talks about his recent injury and competing again, all on the Ron Flatter Racing Pod. Penelope Miller of America's Best Racing talks about her job traveling the country to photograph thoroughbreds. Rampart Sports book director Dwayne Colucci handicaps weekend races. You can subscribe now at iHeart, Apple, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher, or download the Ron Flatter Racing Pod every Friday morning at vsin.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcast, and it's sponsored by First Bet. Welcome back to the show, Betting Across America, presented by BetMGM. Mike Pritchard, James Salinas with you today. James, overreactions. Mandatory minicamp. Here we go. Drew Lock apparently has dominated at Broncos practice this week. Are you willing to, get more interested in Drew Lock and the Broncos right now because he's dominating at mandatory minicamp?
According to media reports, right, that he's dominating. Is it his mom's social media report?
Maybe.
we saw his mom get involved on social media as far as trying to validate and back her son. And, you know, moms are going to do what they do. But when you're getting into social media, maybe there's a boundary that you probably don't want to cross for a professional athlete out there, especially one that's supposed to be the leader of your ball club there at the quarterback position and expected to be the face of the franchise when you're talking about being able to move the football and score. I don't know what does that mean? Dominated, Pritch? Do they keep score? Are we tallying scores in these mini camps?
Well, there's no pads.
What is a mini camp? Tell me, what does mini camp look like? Right, they're not. Are you doing? Because I think the thing with Drew Lock and the struggles that he's had. Now he's a young player and hasn't had a whole lot of starts under his belt and didn't have the benefit of an offseason last year for the most part with Shermer and the new coordinator coming over. But thinking about what does that look like if you're an offense and you're in mini camp facing a defense? I mean, is it pretty vanilla as far as the defense is concerned? concern. I mean, they're not really doing a whole lot of things to try to confuse you, are they? Because I think that's been the knock on Drew Lock is his inability to read defenses, and then it's really compounded by his poor decision making because he hasn't been able to make the right reads.
Yeah, I mean, he's dominating media reports. Okay, he's plus 160 to be the week one starter. Bridgewater also plus 160 to be the week one starter. Any other not listed is plus 225 for the Broncos, the week one starting quarterback. So this mandatory minicamp basically is a precursor to training camp, James. So I think coaches want an evaluation on how much these guys have retained through all the Zoom, through all the OTAs, conditioning and stuff. And so you get a gauge or a feel on what you can begin with in training camp. So if Drew Lock is advanced here, I mean, if he's handling the playbook, his retention, his reads, if he's in fact dominating, okay, that gives the Broncos an edge up in terms on what they want to get to in training camp, preparing for their first opponent, for instance, preparing and working on other things as opposed to reinstalling everything and wasting time doing that. I mean, it does give the Broncos a leg up if their quarterback is in fact playing that well.
And for Drew Lock, that's what I'm wondering is what is he facing there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're
right.
How much did you retain from last year? Mm-hmm. But then what are you facing? And then to the extent of what you're facing is not going to be in these mini camps. What you're going to face against your opponent that knows what your weaknesses are, and they know that they can disguise coverages against you and force you into poor decisions with the football because you don't read defenses very well. And I think that's the other part. If he was in such a great place rolling up after the season, why would they have gone after Teddy Bridgewater? Why the need to bring Bridgewater in? Insurance? Is that all it is? Is this insurance here? Luck is not one that I'm going to trust to be able to be not only make the right decisions on the field, but as far as his leadership capacity, to me, there's no question when you're talking about the leadership and who guys are going to follow on that field and make mine Bridgewater over Luck.
Okay, mandatory minicamp too, James. We had some notable holdouts. Gilmore for the Patriots, Adams, they all want new contracts. Howard for the Dolphins, Chandler Jones for the Cardinals. Any setbacks here for these football teams as they get ready for training camp?
I don't think so. I mean, it's so early. We're talking June, right?
Yeah.
So we're months away from the season to start. And these are they're defenders, they're veteran leaders. And I think for some of them, you think about Jamal Adams, he's probably still trying to heal up from last year. That guy went through a number of different debilitating injuries that he played through, in particular that shoulder injury that you could just see he was gutting it out from week to week, trying to stay out there because he knows he's got to take that leadership role on the back end for that defense. So for me, are there any concerns about these holdups right now, especially with these defensive players, veteran players that know their role on the team? No concern at this point.
Yeah, we're about to go silent for the next 6 weeks in terms of football, getting ready for training camp. So the overreactions from mandatory minicamp still are coming. The drama has to continue on the calendar, James, when it comes to the National Football League. How about Major League Baseball? Some great games on the schedule. We'll talk about those coming up next. The NHL and NBA playoffs are here, and our experts are covering every angle to find betting edges. VSiN hockey expert Andy McNeil is tracking all the NHL action, and our senior NBA analyst Jonathan Von Tobel has all the hoops insights. Our experts and the entire VSiN team give you all the tools to make the most of every bet on the playoffs, including odds and analysis for every game, all on VSiN.com and our daily members-only best bet emails. Now is the time to cash in on the playoffs. Sign up for your 10-day free trial at vsin.com/subscribe. Welcome back to the show. It's Betting Across America, and we are presented by BetMGM. Mike Pritchard, James Salinas with you today. A little bit of breaking news. Rick Carlisle stepping down as Dallas Mavericks head coach. Jonathan Von Tobel, our senior NBA analyst, he's going to be on the program in a little bit to follow up on this story. For sure, James. But as we turn to Major League Baseball, some attractive games on the schedule, really. Reds and the Padres. I mean, the Reds are hot. Padres are not. But yet, maybe a betting opportunity here in this game, James.
I like the dog in this spot. Plus 155 okay. is where I got it on the Reds. And you talked about who's hot and who's not. Yeah, stick straight for the Reds, but more mm-hmm. so the Padres. And a lot of hype and hoopla coming into the Padres in the offseason, and rightfully so. A lot of talent on that roster and particularly within that batting lineup. And it's been a struggle lately. These last handful of weeks, they've lost 13 out of 17 and have really struggled to put runs across the board. And, you know, a team that really relies on the long ball a lot with some of the talent that's on that roster. And they have some speed, too. And I like the fact that they're aggressive on the base pass. Love that. It's very rare now. That's the exception in Major League Baseball now, Pritch, with guys stealing bases and trying to go in first to third. And so that's great to see that. You got to try to manufacture some runs. But even trying to manufacture runs for this team right now for the Padres, I just feel like this is a team with a lot of pressure on them and brought that on themselves with a lot of the talk that was going down and how they closed out the season last year and then the contracts and the money that was thrown around into that clubhouse and onto that lineup. It's a team that I feel like is really pressing, and you know, now they put the target on them. They are the hunted, not the hunter anymore in this case. And thinking about the pitching matchup here, not that Musgrove's had a no-hitter earlier this season and has been fine for the majority of the season, but he does labor through some of these innings. And I think on the other side with Wade Miley, and I think that's really why I'm going here with this plus price. And plus 155, Wade Miley going and facing a struggling, pressing team right now in the Padres, where Miley's a guy that works. He'll throw a lot of junk. He'll work both sides of the plate. He'll get you to chase. He doesn't walk batters, and he doesn't get the ball. The ball doesn't leave the yard. He's only given up 3 home runs so far this season. The last one was back on April 30th. So he's been pitching very well, and for Miley, 9 out of his 11 starts, 2 earned runs or less. Mm-hmm. Love that here. He keeps his team in the games here. And so with Cincinnati plus 155, Pritch, with this matchup, I just couldn't resist the dog.
All right. I like it. You know, considering, too, Snell got roughed up early. They kept him out there against Rockies. And, okay, so I'm wondering if the bullpen situation for the Padres, if they get there. I mean, the Reds, red hot, beginning of the year, they started off hot, too. And if they can get to that bullpen situation, certainly against the Padres, gives them an edge in this one as well.
Not that the Reds bullpen is anything. I can't wait to get to the Reds bullpen and close these games out here. And to your point, I was thinking about the first 5, but really I just settled on the full game, which is usually the exception for me. It's usually first 5, but I am going to go full game here. I did get a bit of a better price with the full game. And yeah, Cincinnati's bullpen is not the one that I'm in love with, but it's more so just the fact that right now the Padres are really pressing at the plate and they're not going to see a lot of good pitches to hit. You're not going to get center cut fastballs out of Wade Miley, even if he does fall behind. He's a very crafty pitcher out there, and going against a team that is pressing at the plate, like my chances there with Miley on the mound, maybe get 6 innings out of him, but a plus price really with a struggling team right now in the Padres, plus 155, Pritch. Mm-hmm. It was too juicy to pass up.
All right. How about Milwaukee and Colorado? The Rockies at home. They're plus 140. The total in this game is 10.
Talk about the Rockies are completely they're two teams. It's Jekyll and Hyde, home team. They're so confident, play so well when they're at home, in particular their lineup when they're up to, they have a different approach for the Rockies when they're playing in Coors Field as opposed to when on the road. You talk about a team pressing. We were talking about the Padres pressing when they're struggling to score runs. That's exactly what the Rockies have been all season long when they're on the road, really struggle to score, and puts a lot of pressure on their staff. And not that they have a great bullpen either, but this is another dog. It's plus 140 in favor. Well, we're laying $1.55 in most places here with the, depending on the straddle, in favor of Woodruff. And I get it. Woodruff's a terrific pitcher. I've backed him plenty of times so far this season, but now with this whole alleged, we'll just call it alleged until somebody actually gets popped, and we'll see if they get that 10-day suspension with pay, I think it is. A little slap here.
Right.
As far as that goes.
Suspension with pay.
Conscious. I know, but I think there's been talk about it, and it's been, pitchers are very conscious of it, and I don't know if anybody wants to be that first guy to get pinched doing that. And somebody like Woodruff, you talk about the spin rates and all those kind of things here with Woodruff. Well, he's somebody that loves to live up in the zone. He's got a filthy slider too, but he really throws a lot of those 4-seamers, which have that rise and that late rise, especially getting that added spin onto it. What is that going to look like coming to Coors Field now? And he answers some questions about it, not about himself in particular, Pritch, but he just said, you know, pitchers will adapt to this change. He's talking about pitchers in general will adapt to the change. And he says, it's not like we've forgotten how to throw the baseball. Well, I think he'd like to forget how he's thrown the baseball in Coors Field. He has an ERA over 9 in a couple starts in Coors Field. Now, it's been a while since he's been had a start here in Denver. But in this case here, you're giving me plus money with Germán Márquez on the mound. I've backed Germán a number of times at home. He pitches better at Coors Field than he does on the road. Now this is going to be that one of those competitive redemption spots that I like for pitchers. Germán's really he and Gray are the leaders of that staff, and he had a terrible outing on the road last week in Cincinnati. He's going to want to redeem himself here, and this is a really weak hitting lineup for the Brewers. So giving me plus 40 with the Rockies at home, completely different team in Coors Field than they are on the road. Another dog that I'm going to roll with, another one too juicy for me to pass up.
Okay, 90 degrees and the wind's blowing out at 11 miles an hour too, James, over there at Coors Field.
I think for the wind blowing out, it's not too impactful because it does kind of swirl when we're talking about it. It doesn't really come in too hard from the east because it is open air to the west. But in this case here, I'll stay away from the total in this matchup and I keep rolling with the Rockies. Just swept the Padres at home, and we'll see the sticky stuff or lack thereof has any impact on Woodruff having to come pitch at Coors Field.
All right. I like those plays right there. Major League Baseball, great schedule today. Coming up next on the program, Jonathan Von Tobel, senior NBA analyst. The Rick Carlisle news just breaking. Update on that as well as more from the NBA playoffs is coming up next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's Angi.com, or download the app today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We'll be right back.
Sign up with BetMGM and turn a $1 wager on the Bucks or Nets into $100 if either team hits a three. Just use bonus code VSIN100 when you sign up with the King of Sportsbooks. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com for more details and make sure to use promo code VSIN100. It's a new customer offer, paid and free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be at least 21. Located in Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Washington, D.C., Virginia, or West Virginia. Excludes Michigan. Dissociated persons, please gamble responsibly. If you feel you have a problem, 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, Nevada, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. 1-800-270-7117 for help in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa and Tennessee. Call or text the red line 800-889-9789 in Indiana. Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Promotional offer not available in Nevada. Welcome back to the show, Betting Across America. And we are presented by BetMGM. Mike Pritchard, James Salinas, your host today. And happy to bring on to the program Jonathan Von Tobel, our senior NBA expert. JVT, what's going on? How are you?
Feeling pretty good, Pritch. The Clippers pulled out yesterday. Really good performance for PG. And it was a good day of basketball. Obviously, some intriguing storylines with the Philadelphia 76ers, too. And we got a big game tonight. So this has been a fun postseason.
Yeah, it has been a turbulent one, too. Rick Carlisle stepping down. We saw the disturbance from Luka. That turned into, I don't know, a system in the front office. And now a full-blown storm out there in Dallas in terms of the Mavericks. From a betting perspective, looking forward, James, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen out there. What's going to be the fallout?
Well, as far as fallout goes, we're seeing, right? JVT, isn't it win now? Is it win now or else? And I think we're seeing maybe for Mavericks, he's talking about some longstanding guys, president of operations and president of the team, Donnie Nelson gone, and now coach being gone too. Is it out with the old and in with the new?
Yeah, I mean, I think it seems it's really interesting because that report, right, revolves around Harlem Alvarez and as his role with the team, and a couple of people now leave, one in the front office, Rick Carlisle voluntarily leaving with time left on his contract. It's very odd in terms of what is happening. So, I mean, I think they've always kind of been in a win-now mode to a certain extent, right? When you have a player like Luka Doncic, you are clearly going to try to win as much as possible and as soon as possible, especially when he ups your four, you know, as much as he does with his level of play. So, they're definitely in a system right now where you got to add some pieces that are going to be effective, right? You can't have offseason moves like acquiring Josh Richardson and swapping him out for Seth Curry and that being a complete and utter loss on your end. You know, you got to be able to hit the ball out of the park with some of these offseason moves. So I think, I don't know if it's maybe win now, but the guys that are now making decisions for this team have some pressure on their shoulders because now two guys are out and the last few moves have not been great. And you have a star who's going to be on a massive contract. You got to get some things right. So there's a lot of pressure on whoever's pulling the trigger on all these moves now going forward, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. JVT, keep an eye on that for sure. The game tonight, Brooklyn and Milwaukee, we saw this one open up. -3.5 is now up to -5.5. Milwaukee, you've been in tune with this, whether it's an overreaction to injury news or what the marketplace is setting these numbers at. How do you interpret this line move and then certainly your thoughts in the game as well?
Yeah, you know, so yesterday, it's a 5.5 with Brooklyn, so I'm already in on this. Like, I just, again, talking about overreactions and where we've been at with this series, you know, let's walk through these last few games because let's be pretty clear on this too. You know, the market's been wrong throughout this entire series. You know, the Nets are 4-1 against the spread in this series, and the market has moved in some odd fashion against them multiple times, and it just hasn't really made sense. You know, you go back, let's go to game three, right? The market overreacts. The Bucks are down 2-0 right in the series. We get the whole back home 2-0, trend. But you get an inflated line of 3.5. The Bucks don't cover that. In the next game, in game four, Brooklyn is a rightful 1-point favorite on the road. And then, you know, let's talk about that because they're a 1-point favorite on the road with Kyrie Irving. So they're back on the road here. Kyrie Irving's not there, but James Harden is back. So if you even want to argue that James Harden is not worth much or anything to the point spread, is Harden's like presence even injured? Is that like worth losing like 6 points to a spread? Like, it's just something that doesn't make sense from where they were at in game four in this series in terms of the point spread to where we're at now game six back in this venue. It just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So I think this is a really big overreaction. Like, there's no mathematical thing that you can tell me that is worth swinging this line to all the way to 5.5 in favor of the Milwaukee Bucks. So I took 5.5. And there's still, look, even from the point spread aside, right,
there's still matchups at work in Kevin Durant in the Brooklyn Nets' favor. You know, we could talk about how great Kevin Durant is. What they did in that matchup the other night was Kevin Durant saw Pat Connaughton, and he exploited him on almost every single possession, bringing his guy over, forcing him to screen, forcing him to switch over, and maybe there's some adjustment from Milwaukee on the defensive end of the floor. But they don't have a defensive presence to handle Kevin Durant. Maybe we see more Giannis Antetokounmpo on him. But again, if you're going to be switching, if you're going to be hunting some of those mismatches, it's a lot easier said than done that Giannis is going to take him on every single possession. But regardless, I have defensive matchups that work in Durant's favor and Brooklyn Nets' favor. I have an inflated number. To me, it's Nets or pass, and I took the Nets.
JVT, you mentioned adjustments. Let's talk about the total and the adjustment we've seen in the total throughout this series of where it started in game one, 238-239, and now all the way down. It's talking about this game tonight, sitting at 220, 221-ish. Talk about the adjustment we've seen in the pace of play with this series from game one now through game five and leading into game six, and the adjustment of these totals sitting now at 220. Any interest or any position on this total, whether you're going over or under?
No, so I haven't had an interest. I will say, James, that this series has sped up a little bit, but it's still much slower than you expect between these two teams. We're talking about essentially 99 possessions per game between these two. So it is pretty slow given, you know, where they both were at in the regular season and how frequently they would get up and down the floor. But you're right, like the adjustment is obviously there, and it finally goes over the total in the final game that we see here between these two. But the thing that still worries me, right, is, again, when you look at the Brooklyn Nets situation, you know, Harden's back out there, and that helps with the turnovers and the production you get out of your backcourt, right? Because one of the worries when you were looking at a Harden and Kyrie-less backcourt was, okay, who's facilitating? Who's ball handling? What's going to happen? There's going to be some bad turnovers. This offense is going to kind of fall into a rut, and you didn't get that. Harden quietly still had, what, 7-8 assists in that game last time out. You'd expect, although he played 46 minutes, a day off, that his hamstring's just a little bit better, and so he'll maybe provide a little bit more of a presence on offense in terms of attacking the basket. So I think that maybe if you're looking at this, you're probably still feeling good if you want to bet this thing over yet again, and you're still going to get Kevin Durant out there. So I would tend to lean to this thing going over the total. I haven't had a good read on the totals in this series whatsoever, though, so I would say I'm going to stay away, but I think it would be over a pass for me.
We're speaking with Jonathan Von Tobel, VSiN senior NBA expert. Follow him on Twitter, and I suggest you do, at MeJVT, and here's why. Yesterday we saw that line, Utah and the Clippers climb all the way to -8.5, and you had some interesting comments on Twitter about that game, for sure, as the Clippers get the victory.
Yeah, look, and so this is kind of like my theme here, Pritch. We talk about overreactions in the market. I said it right before we were on the air. The nightcap. I did the nightcap yesterday before the game started. I was like, look, I'm on the Clippers, and this is one of those that even if they lose and don't cover, this is the right side. You know, it was a really big reaction to what's going on with Kawhi. I mean, think about where you were in game four. The Clippers are a 5-point favorite at home, right? Yes, Kawhi played in that game. And then you swing all the way to catching 8.5 at Utah, right? So, again, just like a basic little math equation, we've factored in the 2.5 points as home court right now, right? That's been pretty solid throughout the entire postseason. So you can do a 5-point swing because you're playing in Utah. That puts you at about pick. Let's say you want to give the – and we know that Kawhi's not going to play. So, like, where does that put you in terms of Kawhi's worth? So we're talking about Kawhi being like 8.5 points worth it to the point spread, right? That's a massive, massive swing for one player. And it also, as Kawhi is worth a lot, but it also ignores so many of the matchups that work in the Los Angeles Clippers' favor, what they've been doing defensively, how they've been attacking within 4 feet of the basket in the painted area, all of those things. So we've seen the adjustment, by the way. This next game up, the Jazz are now a 2-point favorite. That's about a 2-point adjustment off of, you know, the trend of what that number was yesterday. So the market has come down a little bit here, but the Clippers, they figured things out in L.A., man. There's some schematic things that they're working in their advantage, and you saw that again yesterday in that win.
JV, talking about adjustment in prices and thinking about last night with the 76ers and the mindset, what is a point spread worth to the collective team psyche of the Philadelphia 76ers right now? Not only, obviously, just completely dumping that game yesterday in the second half to the Hawks, but also not being able to finish and close out game four where they had a lead late in that game. Where's the mindset of the Sixers team rolling into Atlanta game six tomorrow as a 3-point favorite?
You know, it's obviously not in a good place, right? Like everything that's going on with this team. But like James, if you're hanging on to one thing, if you're Philly, It is what now? Is it four consecutive games in which they have held a double-digit lead of some sort, right? Like, this has been a series in which there has been times that they have been looking downright dominant. And, you know, I talked about this yesterday. If you look at where they were getting their points, it was Joel Embiid and it was Seth Curry. Those are two matchups that they have to their advantage. Nobody's stopping Joel Embiid, and the Hawks are trying to hide Trae Young on Seth Curry. So you got those to work in your favor. But you need more from Tobias Harris. You need a half-court offense in crunch time when the game slows down in the fourth quarter. And you have to wonder where they get those things from. But at the end of the day, if you're feeling confident in Philadelphia, the one thing you tell yourself is you've exploited the two matchups that you have in your favor. You've built up double-digit leads in four consecutive games now. Whether you've blown the two of them or not, you've had them. That now you just got to be able to stick to them, and you got to improve your half-court offense. Now, a lot of that is on Doc Rivers. He hasn't shown that he's able to do it, but there are things that are clearly working in their favor that they just have to maintain throughout the fourth quarter and in crunch time.
Jonathan Von Tobel, VSiN senior NBA expert. Follow him on Twitter again, at @MeJVT. JVT, thanks again for your time.
Good to talk to you guys. Thank you.
You too, absolutely. James, I got my popcorn ready for the NBA playoffs and NHL playoffs tonight.
Tonight it's on. I think as far as the Nets, we talked about it. I'm not going to get involved with the side of the total. I'm already vested with the Nets to win in six and win in seven, and lost the hedge with the ball with the Bucks to win in six, because that's clearly not going to happen. But as far as that's concerned, more so here with the Islanders plus $1.25 at home in rock and roll in Nassau Coliseum. That's been tailgating for a month. I like the Islanders. I'll take the plus price with the home dog.
I know. How about that? I cannot wait to see that atmosphere. Great job today, James. We'll see you back on the program tomorrow.
Good luck with you tonight. See you, man.
Absolutely. Sounds good. James Salinas right there. My Guys in the Desert, come up next right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.